Books on Tape presents A Handbook to Luck by Christina Garcia, read by Stacy Snell. But there are no kindly gods who will return to us what we have lost, only blind chance. Luis Cernuda. Part 1. A wondrous show of illusion can be created with a few simple elements: doves, cards, coins, music, and a fine top hat. Anonymous Magician. 1968. Enrique Florit. Enrique Florit climbed the stairs to the roof of his apartment building, which was eye level with the top of the street's jacaranda trees. It had rained that afternoon, and dark puddles stained the cement and the peeling tar paper. When Enrique opened the doors of the wire mesh cages, the doves fluttered to his shoulders and outstretched arms. 5 months ago, he and his father had bought the doves and dyed their feathers a rainbow of pastels. Now Enrique poured their daily seed, freshened their water, listened to the low blue murmurings in their throats. His father had introduced the doves into his act on New Year's Eve. He performed every other weekend at a cocktail lounge in Marina del Rey, and needed the doves to compete with the top-billed magician's unicycle-riding parrot. Papi tried to upstage the parrot by having his doves ride a battery-operated motorcycle across a tiny tightrope. Enrique attended the New Year's Eve show. The doves performed unpredictably, sometimes riding on cue, sometimes cooing indifferently from the rim of his father's top hat. A couple flew out of the room altogether. Yet each time Papi strode across the stage in his tuxedo and plum-colored